discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Life is short, I want to live it well. One life, one story to tell. Life is short, I want to live it well. And you're the one I'm living for.
Well, Stephen Curtis Chapman is one of the most beloved artists in CCM history. From The Great Adventure to Cinderella to Dive, this man's songs have helped to define modern Christian music. Now, Stephen is out with a brand new book that traces the remarkable path he's walked and how God has guided his steps. Between Heaven and the Real World, My Story is just out and available everywhere fine books are sold. It is indeed a special treat having him here today on the road. A blessed day to you, brother. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome, Ryan. Good to be with you and great to be with all your listeners. Thanks for taking a little bit of time to talk with me.
Oh, it's our treat. And I know that the Upper Midwest is a place that on occasion you will go to chase feathered friends with Jeff Moore, I believe.
That's right. Yes, that's right. And chase them we do. You know, we chase them around, and but they elude us many times. And but it is more a beautiful, beautiful place. I love coming up in South Dakota and walking through the fields, and just the beauty is pretty amazing. And my very good friend Jeff Moore, my best buddy for many years, who turned into quite the outdoorsman, has always been, but still does some music as well, but also is a great hunt and fishing guide these days. And so he and I get to spend some time together doing that, which is a great blessing.
Well, first of all, Stephen, I know that book launches are rather in-depth adventures, and it's not as though you don't have plenty on your calendar to begin with. Are you keeping your head above water, good sir?
Well, I am. Sometimes the waves, you know, lap up just over my nose a little bit, it has definitely been a busy season, that's for sure. But thankfully, so I mean, there's been a lot to share, and I'm thankful that God's allowed me, you know, to have a platform to be able to share it from. Our journey, our family, has been a great adventure, to be sure, as a songwriter once called it, and you know, to have the opportunity to retrace my steps of the last 30 years. It was 30 years ago this year when my first album was released, and 1987 when an album called First Hand came out, and my kind of musical ministry journey, I guess, in a way, began then. And so, you know, knowing that this sort of 30th year anniversary was approaching, the release of my book and getting a chance to kind of share that journey and that story, you know, we kind of knew this is going to be a busy season. We're going to take this on and trust God for the strength for this. I know my wife is looking forward to this season kind of coming to a little bit of a slowdown, when this tour is over and when this book is kind of officially launched. But we're so thankful to get a chance to share the story, really our story, but my story, but God's story, story of God's faithfulness for a pretty amazing journey, mountaintops beyond anything I could have imagined, certainly very deep valleys, deeper than anything I would have ever imagined or hoped for. But God has been so faithful every step, and it's been amazing to get to share that journey with people.
As a part of that answer, you did something that I wondered, and it was frankly a little bit concerned that I might do when we got the opportunity to interview you, which was, I have, of course, this list of questions that I prepared to ask you. I was a little concerned that when I started to actually just talk to you, I would sort of start to just rapid fire repeat Stephen Curtis Chapman song lyrics and song titles at you. Does that happen to you?
That's
fairly
okay. That's all good with me if you do that. You know, I could just answer all my questions in song lyric form, but that would be kind of redundant. So I'll try not to do that either.
I mean, you have contributed so much to people of faith when it comes to your music and your adoption advocacy. Why did you want to head back to pen and paper and to craft this book now?
The opportunity to tell the story, you know, there's something that's really, I've learned even in this process, is the power of remembering. It's a incredibly important part of our faith journey, and yet we don't, I fear that we don't do it very well in our modern culture, even in, I think in our Christian, you know, journey, we are so forward driven. Our culture pushes, you know, technology, everything is about, you know, the future and, you know, moving forward, which is good and important, for sure. But there's something, you know, even if you look at the Old Testament, and you see God telling the Israelites, you know, remember, tell the stories, build the stones, these memorials, these stones of remembrance, you know, the Ebenezers, you know, that you will go back to and you'll tell those stories again and again, because you're going to have to do that as part of your faith journey. It's going to be a vital part of you going forward, is for you to remember God's faithfulness, because we all suffer, I believe, from, as believers, I know I do, of spiritual amnesia, and I forget. And even though God has done these incredible things in my life, I can still find myself at a place of unbelief and just a place of doubting and a place of going, God, are you really, you know, are you hearing me? Are you with me? Are you there? You know, and then for me to take the time to sit and retell my story and retrace my steps was so just profound for me personally. And my hope in doing it, and really the purpose was, you know, feeling like if I can do this in a way, not to say, hey, listen to my fascinating story because it's any more important than anyone else's story, because I know it's not. But I think as we tell our stories to one another, which really are a story of God's faithfulness, we find ourselves a lot less lonely, a lot less alone in that journey. I think by me hopefully sharing my story of one that people might go, you know, well, that guy, you know, he's up, lives his life, you know, on a stage and, you know, all these, you know, great songs and all this part of his life that he couldn't really relate to the, you know, the struggles and the things that I deal with. My hope in sharing my journey is people would actually go, wow, we're not different. We're not different at all. And we have the same struggles and the same questions. And yet if God's been faithful in his life in these ways, I know he'll be faithful in my life. That really is the hope in me taking the time and the effort to tell my story.
Mr. Stephen Curtis Chapman is the much beloved CCM artist, author of the brand new book, Between Heaven and the Real World, My Story. And of course, that phrase, Between Heaven and the Real World, such a captivating piece of language. Give us a sense of how the title reflects what people can expect to find in this book, brother.
Well, I wrote a song and a whole album titled Heaven in the Real World several years ago. And, you know, that title is always, in a way, kind of, I feel like, encapsulated what I hope to do with my music. You know, there's that old saying of, you know, are we so heavenly minded that we're of no earthly good? And I think, you know, we all know that actually we can't really be too heavenly minded. The more heavenly minded we are, the greater earthly good we really become. But I think trying to bring those two together is what I've tried to do with my music for many years. You know, take these ideas and these, the places where heaven shows up, eternity shows up in my life. God makes himself most real in my experience, you know, to try to share that with people in a way that, you know, they can experience God in their very real world, not escaping, you know, off away from it, but actually seeing how God shows up in this broken world that we live in our own broken stories. And I think as I began to look back at my, you know, at my life and my story, a lot of, you know, what I really began to realize is that, you know, I'm struggle with, and I talk a lot about it in the book, being Mr. Fix-It, you know, wanting to fix whatever is broken in the world. And I even share kind of how I came into the world, was even brought into the world by my parents to kind of help fix their struggling, broken marriage. And, you know, so not realizing that until later in life, but kind of being assigned this role of fixing what's broken. And yet beginning as I got older to realize, wait a minute, there's a lot of things broken in this world that I can't fix. And that's really frustrating to me because I'm supposed to do that. What am I going to do with that? What am I going to do, you know, in my marriage, given that I'm broken, my wife is broken, here are these two broken people coming together, trying to, you know, live together in this broken world, and the frustration that can come with that. And all through my life, beginning to realize that it's actually in these unfixable places where God has become most real, and I've experienced him in the most profound ways. And it's in my marriage, it's in going into places like prisons with the ministry of Chuck Colson, going into the jungles of Ecuador, where missionaries were killed in the 50s, Jim Elliot and Nate Saint and others, and yet standing there with some of the very men who killed those missionaries, who now are missionaries themselves, with the gospel, the message of God's forgiveness and grace that's transformed their lives, and experiencing that, and you know, entering into the realm of adoption, and where so many children in the world that are abandoned and without families, and seeing this unfixable, this side of heaven reality, and yet watching how God shows up when we show up in those places and just engage. Obviously for me and our family, the most unfixable of all would be the loss, the tragic loss of our youngest daughter. And yet seeing, even with that, with still carrying this grief and this sadness that will not be fixed until heaven, but experiencing God and knowing his presence with us, even in that journey. So I feel like my whole life has been lived sort of with one foot in this very real, broken, unfixable world, but one foot in the reality of heaven, what I'm longing for. And, you know, of course, that longing being exponentially more intense with having a daughter living in heaven now. Heaven has become much more real to me and much more longed for than ever. So I feel like this journey of mine has been sort of this walking, you know, in between these two, of heaven and the real world, and yet God bringing those together in these pretty profound ways in my life. And so that's seemed to be a title that really captured well what I feel like my journey has been.
Well, you've heard that voice somewhere before. Maybe you're listening and you're thinking, boy, that voice sounds familiar. Where's that guy from? Well, that's Stephen Curtis Chapman right there, the much beloved CCM artist, the author of the brand new book, Between Heaven and the Real World, My Story. And it is a story that brings laughter to your lips at many points, tears to your eyes at others, as you write about the real journey that you've taken in a very candid way, sir. One of the things that struck me as I read is just, I mean, the sheer volume of art that you've produced over your career. When you talk about the creative process, the journey of a song from an idea to a rough draft to a recording, how has that changed, and how has it stayed the same from when you first started?
Well, I think, you know, what has stayed the same is what's most important, I think, and that is just a desire to be really honest, to craft and create the very best art. You know, my dad taught me early on, my brother and me, that if something is worth, you know, if you're doing it for the glory of God, if you're doing it as unto the Lord, do it with excellence, whether you're, you know, mowing the grass or you're writing a song. And I think, you know, early on beginning to just realize that, you know, this is a gift that God's entrusted to me, The first song I wrote was called Well Done. It was written around the parable. I was probably a kid in high school, junior high school. Had been kind of dabbling around with the idea of writing songs, and I had this idea. I was thinking about the message of the parable of Jesus saying, you know, there was a master who called in three servants and he entrusted to them talents, is the version that I was reading at the time or being taught from. You know, he gave these servants talents and they went and, you know, while he was gone, did different things with those talents to steward what they had been entrusted with. And some were better stewards of those than others. And then when the master came back, you know, to the ones who were good stewards of what he had entrusted to them, who, you know, used it wisely and worked hard with what they were given, he said, well done, good and faithful servant. And that was the inspiration for my very first song. So I think even then there was this desire to, you know, use what God had entrusted to me in a way that would honor him, that he'd say, well done. And so that's, I hope, and my desire has been that stayed the same. Obviously, you know, as I've learned more through the years about using those gifts, you know, I've seen, you know, and heard from people, you know, these songs really have encouraged me. I'm sure that shaped what, you know, how I've used my gift in terms of the kinds of songs that I've written. But really, I think mostly it stayed the same, that same desire to be honest, to tell my story, not that I have it figured out, to always be quick to say. I mean, you'll hear the word want to, or the shortened version, wanna. That word that, you know, doesn't really, I guess, exist exactly in the dictionary, but I use it a lot because I think many of my songs are out of this desire. God, I want this to be true of my life. It's kind of that prayer, God, I believe, help my unbelief. You know, I'm on this journey. I'm between heaven and the real world. I'm wanting it to be true of myself. You know, so help me in this process. And I think that stayed, you know, very, very much consistent in my music. I think, you know, obviously the way that I made the music, the kind of production, the way that it's written, I still am a student of music. I still love to listen to music that moves me and inspires me, just musically speaking, and learn from that and grow so I don't just kind of keep, you know, writing the same song.
You pointed back to 1987, to the release of the first album. You know, as you look back on this really incredible journey that God has taken you on, one thing that I wondered, I mean, you are a human being after all. Can you confirm that, first of all?
Absolutely. Yes, sir. My family can definitely confirm it.
Was there ever a time as you first began to break into your career, maybe, or even during it, when something happened that made you just seriously question whether you wanted to continue doing music? And if so, how did God minister to you in that time?
Well, I think I share a lot in writing the book and my story of feeling like, I think the way I put it in there is I've lived much of my life and journey with, you know, a microphone in one hand and with my other hand kind of holding the plug, you know, of the whole thing, you know, getting ready to pull it out of the plug out of the wall socket. And turn the whole thing off, because I feel like, you know, the struggles of, you know, being in a job and a vocation and a calling that takes me away from home, and yet my family at home and my wife, you know, raising our three children, and then we adopted our three daughters, and so then became mother of six, and I'm the dad of six, and there's, as there are with every family, there is nonstop, you know, need of dad being there,
yeah.
Of my wife feeling the loneliness, of, you know, me being gone and constantly going, okay, is this too much? Can I even do this? Should I do this? Did God wire us to even be in a public, you know, platform of, you know, audiences cheering you on, saying, this is great, we love what you do. And yet knowing that, my family is, you know, at some level suffering with me being gone. So how do I walk that line? So there have been many times that I've found myself saying with, you know, sitting with pastors, with counselors, saying, should I continue to do this? Can I keep doing this? And at what level? I wrestle with it to this day. You know, I know that, you know, there's great still loneliness that, you know, my wife has to deal with and that I do as well, even though I'm surrounded with many people, you know, out here on the road and people that, you know, would look and go, how in the world could you ever feel lonely with what you do? But I think those are sometimes the greatest challenges of, you know, of kind of battling with that and just trying to walk in a place of, you know, always saying, God, you know, just because this has been, quote, successful, is this where I'm supposed to continue to be journeying now, you know? And because, you know, at any point that God says, okay, you know, I've got something different for you, you know, would I be willing and ready to, you know, to receive that and head in that direction?
Well, that's a fascinating look inside the heart of Mr. Stephen Curtis Chapman, the much beloved CCM artist, author of the brand new book, Between Heaven and the Real World, My Story. Now, you have exuded humility all throughout this interview, so please don't get mad with what I'm about to say, okay? I know this is simplistic, but a lot of CCM fans today pretty much believe that you, Mr. Michael W. Smith, and Miss Amy Grant basically invented contemporary Christian music. I know that you will protest that analysis very much, but there's no question that you guys have been the modern biggest trailblazers. What goes on in your heart and in your mind as you look around and see this genre just thriving to the extent that it is today?
Well, I'm obviously so encouraged and just grateful to have been a part of it, to have been a part of encouraging artists, you know, in their journey to make great art to the glory of God. I mean, I was inspired by it, shaped by it, artists like Andre Crouch and the Disciples and Second Chapter of Acts and Dallas Holm and, you know, so many, I mean, the list goes on and on of artists that inspired me, you know, when I was a young man, and more than inspired me musically, you know, these were disciplers and mentors and teachers, you know, in my faith journey with their music, and to see how it has grown, you know, in just the craft, you know, the different diversity of all different kinds of music, from so many artists, from, you know, the DC Talk and, you know, now what Toby Mac does with his music to, you know, the just all over the map of, you know, Kirk Franklin and the, you know, the urban gospel, and, you know, you've got just so much, so many different styles of music, and yet, you know, coming from the heart of these great artist. I think we have some of the greatest musicians in the world, greatest singers. I mean, I hear them every night on this tour that I'm on now with Jordan Feliz and Francesca Battistelli and Wren Collective and the Passion, Christian Stanfill, you know, writing, you know, amazing worship music all the way to great story songs, to great singer songwriters. You know, it's just, I've seen it grow, and artists with such diversity and such different giftings that all have this heart and this desire to make great art illuminated by their faith that will impact the lives of others on their faith journey, and even, you know, invite others into a journey of faith following Jesus through the music they make. So I'm just blown away that I've had the privilege of being a part of it, and very grateful for that.
The book is called Between Heaven and the Real World, My Story, and it is available wherever fine books are sold. Is there a place on the web where somebody could go to, kind of a one-stop shop, to buy the book, to learn more about you, and keep up with all the great things you're doing, sir?
Well, they could certainly go visit StephenCurtisChapman.com. That's my website, and has all the information of what's going on with me, touring-wise and family-wise. Of course, now with social media, there's Facebook, and there's all the different, you know, things where I'll pop up here and there, not nearly as much as I know I should, because I'm still old school and I'm trying to figure out, you know, my kids are still trying to bring me into the kicking and screaming into the social media age.
Well, sir, it was such a wonderful thing to talk with you today. Taking a dive into the great adventure has truly left us speechless today, sir.
Oh, there you go. See, you did it.
Bless you, my friend. Awesome. Thanks again.
Thank you, brother. God bless you, Ryan. Thanks, bud.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.